And one Ananias, a devout man according to the law, well spoken of by all the Jews who lived there, came to me and standing by me said to me, Brother Saul, receive your sight. And in that very hour I received my sight and saw him. And he said, The God of our fathers appointed you to know his will, to see the just one, and to hear a voice from his mouth. For you will be a witness for him to all men of what you have seen and heard. And now, why do you wait? Lion, the bear, the ram, the dolphin, and not to be left out, the tiger. All, of course, are teams in the National Football League. They all are also our neighbors to the east, residents in the captive confines of the St. Louis Zoo. Believe it or not, we have something in common with all of them. No, not the NFL teams, but the animals in the zoo. For we all live in captivity. Here in the Concordia Seminary community, we live in the captivity that has been established by our Lord Jesus Christ. To be sure, this is a strange way to describe our existence in this city and on this campus. Yet, St. Paul, the subject of today's epistle lesson, lives in this very same captivity. For writing to Damascus, St. Paul was literally captured by the Lord and appointed to service as a minister of the gospel. Something similar has happened to each of us. An integral part of our work and our occupation is speaking and teaching the Word of God. We work hard, don't we, to prepare and deliver sermons that are spiritually edifying to our hearers, God's people. I submit to you this morning that St. Paul was a captive speaker with a captive audience. This morning's brief meditation will endeavor to demonstrate how that term captive applies to each of God's people gathered into this community, and it will endeavor to suggest that we act with gratitude and fidelity for the blessing of being one of God's special captives. The text presents Paul's captivity as twofold. One is easily recognized. The other is somewhat disguised. It's quite obvious that Paul was, at the time, subject to the jurisdiction of his Roman guards who held him in custody.